All right, it's Voice Coaches Radio. I am John.
And I'm Tina.
And we are here to talk today about if we were starting from ground zero as voice actors, how would we do it? And that is an awful name for an episode. So what could it be? It could be
starting over? No,
yeah,
if we were to start over.
If we were to start over as voice actors, how would we do it?
All right.
Right?
You first.
Okay. So first off, yes, just like I tell everyone, number one, I would get some kind of voiceover coaching for sure. Mm-hmm. So, and again, listen, I'm just going to keep saying this, come to my webinar and you will, you'll get an idea of this. That's educational as well as an intro to voiceovers. I think mm-hmm. that's a great first step. So I probably would have done that first to get my feet wet just to see, hey, is this something for me? And my webinar, super honest, I don't use words like break into the industry or get rich quick. I don't use any of those terms because they're not real.
It's not true.
There are other people, there are other people that are talking about that in their ads to their voiceover webinars, I guess. And they're just trying to sell you tickets. I don't do that because I want you to know how you actually pursue voiceovers. Mm-hmm. So I would go to my webinar specifically. If there's another version of me, I get my feet wet, go to a webinar, see, and again, I'm assuming that me starting over would be at this time, not mm-hmm. back when I was doing, cause things were different back then. And then I would get into a voiceover program. I would get some voiceover coaching because you need it.
Yes.
And, so that's the first thing I would do. I would make sure that I work with someone who can give me a network quality demo. So something mm-hmm. that is, and again, keep in mind the demo you do today mm-hmm. will not be the demo you do tomorrow.
No.
You're going to get better as time goes on, but I would do the best demo I can right now. And then this is the part that would be very different because these are things mm-hmm. I did do. So I would start mm-hmm. over the same way I pretty much did it before. But here's the thing I would do differently because I wasn't, when I started in voiceovers, it was 30 years ago, more than 30 years ago. And there wasn't really, social media wasn't really around.
I don't think it was around at all.
No.
Yeah.
So this is completely different for me because I'm on social media now. I have an Instagram mm-hmm. and that sort of thing. But because it wasn't around when I started, I'm not like, it's hard to say, I'm not branded, I would say, correctly, in other words, like I don't have a complete continuity between mm-hmm. like, for example, my website with my demo and then my Instagram. It's not, they're not all branded the same mm-hmm. because I just wasn't around then. So that's something I would focus on too, is I would brand everything across the board exactly the same mm-hmm. so that, again, everything is your brand. You know? And so that's something I would do starting right from the beginning. And so I encourage people to do that. Unfortunately, I think, I don't want to say if it's unfortunately, but unfortunately or by happenstance, some people who get into voiceovers, already have all their social media. Mm-hmm. So if that was me, now mm-hmm. and I already had an Instagram, I would probably start. It's hard because you have a bunch of followers, right?
Yeah.
So it was hard. So, but I would probably start an Instagram, a TikTok, whatever social media you're going to use, mm-hmm. that would reflect my voiceover career. I guess.
Like a whole dedicated social media just for your voice acting.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could still have your personal page, and then your voice acting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's the struggle I have now. I do have a dedicated kind of voiceover and producer mm-hmm. page, and I just don't have a lot of followers, but my personal account has a lot of followers. So I try to leverage that. But mm-hmm. listen, I've found that people, once they follow you on one, they're just not going to follow you on another one. So
it's true.
So it's tough. So for me, I'm like always kind of talking about some voiceover stuff, mm-hmm. but also my personal life. And it's, as far as like personal posts, on vacation or whatever. So, Yeah, that's the struggle I find. But if I was just starting out, I think I could kind of get it all together.
Yeah, I think so. I think now is definitely completely different than when you started, when I started. I'm like 18 years now. So that the biggest is the educational part of it. Because just as we were, you know, as telling you, I do get a lot of students who, after they've gone through the classes and we're about to do their demo, and they're just like, wow, I really thought it was just reading. If they did not get these educational classes, they would have not known, you know, they would still in their mind think it's just reading.
Yeah.
That's the same with me. Not saying that, and I, you know, went through the educational classes, but they weren't as, I think, organized as we are. And not just to say that because we do it, but because I've gone through a educational program that was different from ours, and I realize, wow, you know. So it's a company that, just like ours, we do go through these classes, and each class is different. And I just wish that I had that more organized approach to this. I think that's the biggest thing. And I would ask those questions. I would go talk to, you know, say, okay, this is what I'm interested in, but what do you have to offer? Are you know, take me through the whole program. And I wish I did that, and I didn't. You know, so I think that's something that.
So you know, knowing exactly what you're getting, sort of, right?
Yeah. So that's what I think. Make sure, you know, ask those questions. That's the biggest thing. And I wish I did ask those questions. Take me through the whole thing, you know.
Yep.
So I think that's the biggest thing. But you're right. Now, if you are just starting out, I think that social media is a big thing. You know, it's just having your own, you know, page devoted for your voice acting, I think is a good idea. And cross promote, you know, just you're on your regular page, your personal page, and say, hey, would you mind following me? Most people will do that. They will. Your friends will
I'm
say.
I'm having a tough time with that. Yeah.
Oh, really? People, true friends then. I'm sorry.
No, you know, it's funny. I made a voiceover in production kind of page and then I kind of try to focus it on voiceovers, but I had people just, I don't know. They just kind of like stay. They're like, you know, and no one says anything. No one goes, I'm not following you. They just, I've got a few, but you know.
I think because people already know you and they probably already know what you're doing. They just know that.
And
so.
I am at this point posting like my voiceovers of on both.
Because I'm like, so they're getting it
anyway. So it's probably why I'm probably damaging myself by doing it. But, you know, I don't know, whatever. But yeah, so, you know, I think the key is, like you said, starting over is all about, I would definitely get educated. You know, the industry is, especially these days, is evolved, and you really, the people in this industry are all real voice actors, you know, who make money. People who make money consistently in this industry are real voice actors who know what they're doing. And you want to be that person too. You can be a beginner. Listen, we hire beginners all the time here, but we hire educated beginners, people who actually, you know, know how to conversationally read, know how to voice act, know studio etiquette. They know everything.
Yeah.
I always compare it to, you know, like, because I have people who will say things like, well, but I only want to do this part time. And I say, okay, cool. Yeah. If I was to hire an electrician to come to my house, I don't care if when that electrician gets there, they say, I'm a part time electrician.
Yeah.
You know what I still need them to be? An electrician.
Yes, exactly.
I'm not going to stand next to them and show them how to do their job.
Yeah.
So same thing here. You know, you want to be a voice actor, become a voice actor. That's the key.
Yeah.
So yeah, building your career from ground zero. I just think it's cool. This is a good time to do it.
I think so. And you know, is there enough jobs out there? Yes.
Yeah, I know. Yes. It's up. So last year was $4.4 billion worth of voiceover work annually. In January, it jumped to 4.8.
I didn't know that. Yeah, wow.
$4.8 billion worth of voiceover work available to voice actors annually.
There, the jobs are there, but you've got to be trained and educated on how to do this.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I feel bad for the people who don't. I don't feel, you know, I know voice actors who don't. I know some voice actors who think, well, that's what they get. I feel bad for those people because they get discouraged.
Yes.
You know, the reason is you're not really a voice actor. You can't just pretend you're one. Mm-hmm. You can to your friends.
Yeah.
But once you start to try to go out and get work, the worst thing that can happen is you somehow trick your way into a job.
Yeah.
Because they realize pretty quickly you're not the person they thought you were, and that can damage your budding voiceover career. Yeah. So get some voice coaching for sure.
I will tell you that broadcasting's my background. I'm coming up on 36 years.
Congratulations. You have a big party?
Yeah. Like, why'd I do this party? No. But when I was, and how I got into voice acting was I was in between radio gigs. And that's what made me say, I still want to do this. I want to be part of broadcasting. So it's funny because I did book a few gigs before I took the classes. But I did those gigs and then realized I need those classes. I've got the background because I had more than 20 years when I got into voice acting, 20 years of broadcasting, radio broadcasting. I do commercials all the time. But I sensed it was not the same.
Yeah.
It's not
definitely
the same.
Different.
Not the same at all.
We actually had the opportunity. It was super cool. I met the entire morning show to a radio station of Fort Wayne, Indiana. Mm-hmm. And the same thing. They, you know, it was two gentlemen and a lady, mm-hmm. and they, same thing. They said, we want to get into more of the voiceover side of this, all three of them. And we realized it's completely different. They knew right away. And so they, all three of them came through our voiceover program.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And they're all working as voice actors as well.
See?
They're still doing the morning show, of course, but now they're working more as voice actors. They said they were having trouble. They said, we did voiceovers here, of course.
That's part of the job.
But we just couldn't. All three of them said, we just can't seem to transition into getting professional voiceover work. Mm-hmm. So it is different.
And that's, different.
It's different. So, and I think most radio people know that, but some don't. Some people are like, I do radio and I'm going to do voiceovers. Yeah. I'm like,
No, I still get people I talk to, you know, that's their background is radio. And they're just like, yeah, I kind of sense there might be something. Yeah, it is. It's different.
Yeah.
Completely different.
So I think that's kind of it. I mean, you know, it's not super complicated. It's not the hardest thing in the world. This isn't becoming a doctor, but there is something to it. So, you know, I would say education, get that network quality demo, and then start developing clients, you know?
Yes.
That's the key, you know, really developing a clientele. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's really, it's really how you build it. And you know, the thing I will encourage everyone to do as well, before you start any of it, here's something I guess we didn't mention, and I do think this is important. Write down all your goals. Once you write down, it becomes real, you know what I mean? So write down all of your goals. Okay, like leave a lot of space. Write down a goal, a bunch of space. Write down another goal, a bunch of space, and now write down underneath it, how are you getting there?
That's a good idea.
Really
good.
Yeah, because once you do that, it becomes real. It's one thing to say, you know, I want to get into voiceovers.
Yeah.
It's another thing to have it in front of you and go, okay, and be specific. Don't just say, I want to be a voice actor. Say, I want to get into voiceovers and I want to book my first job within a year.
Yeah.
I want to make X amount of money. Next goal. I want to get, you know, say you start off with another form of income, obviously.
Yep.
This should be, you know, when you start off as a voice actor, you should do this on the side, you know, and it's flexible enough to do that. Local and regional work is very flexible. So
yes,
you can absolutely do that. And then say, okay, I want to make $30,000 a year as a part-time voice actor by 2028 or whatever it is. You pick that. And then, okay, how am I getting there? Right? Write those things down. Okay. And when you get voiceover coaching, that can help you too.
Because
some of it you might not know. Hey, what's realistic? You know? And a voiceover coach or coming through a voiceover program like ours, we can guide you with that too. You can say, okay, realistically, hey, let's make some realistic goals here. And then here's how you get to those. You know, our program is very comprehensive and it really does teach you how to become a professional voice actor who makes an income doing this. So, you know, I think we can certainly help you with that. But awesome. Anything else to add?
No, that's it.
All right. Well, you know what? There you go. I want to thank everybody very much for listening. And again, by the way, I kind of cheated on that one, on that episode, because I did get that from a listener question.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I know. We just did. You know, I should say that because I know the person's going to hear this and go, "That was me.
Yeah,
I was the one." And by the way, it was Brad. I don't get to say your last name. So I did kind of, you know, because I'm always looking for, and I said this, if you have ideas for episodes,
let us know.
Brad didn't really say it was an idea for an episode, it was a question, but I thought, hey, we could do an episode on that. Yeah, starting from ground zero.
Yeah.
Right? I think that's how he said it, but I was thinking, that's not a great, I don't know how to, I'm trying to make it, I think your idea is better, which is, what did you say?
I don't know.
We're going to call it, if we were to start from the beginning, how would we build our voiceover career?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll figure it out when I type it out into the episode, whatever the episode name is. All right. Well, thank you very much for attending, everyone. Again, attending.
Yeah.
Well, no one's here.
Thanks, guys. Nice to see you.
Thank you very much for listening. Attending.
Watching.
Watching, too. Yeah. If you're watching, we apologize. Yep. But for listening, I thank you. Yeah. And so, yeah. Again, John G at voicecoaches.com.
And Tina at voicecoaches.com.
Hey, we out.